This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Retirees and others in this economy who get Social Security benefits are going to get a little bit of a bump in January, a 2.8% cost of living adjustment. That's about $40 a month on average. The government makes that adjustment every year to help people keep up with inflation. There's that word again. And the 2019 increase is the biggest in 7 years. Marketplace's Renata Sago explains the micro and the macro economic impact.
Right now, David Covington gets about $600 a month in Social Security benefits, and he'll tell it to you straight. Living in Cleveland, Ohio in 2018 with health bills and a home in need of repair, the 68-year-old says he's thankful for the money he gets, but a 2.8% cost of living increase, heck, any increase, well...
It would sure help to at least keep up with inflation. Inflation's going up outrageous.
Yep. Food prices are creeping up, same with gas, and healthcare costs keep climbing too, according to economist Andrew Biggs with the Conservative American Enterprise Institute. He says we'd enjoyed a run of relatively low inflation, but first policy shifts, then Mother Nature changed that.
One reason for the increase in prices last year was the impact of hurricanes.
For Cheryl Moody, who's 66 and lives in Las Vegas, a small benefit increase every few years is not enough to keep up with her costs. She already lives with a roommate, spends about half of her $1,600 monthly payment on rent, and she expects rent to go up.
Social Security should have a cost of living increase every year.
72-year-old Joanne Weed in Orlando, Florida, gets a little over $1,000 a month. She's been receiving Social Security for 6 years and says she would use the extra money she gets for groceries.
But I know how it's going to come out. They're going to raise the Medicare premiums and we won't get the 2.8.
News on any Medicare hikes won't be out until later this year. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.